Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top five of that topic. Today, I wanted to go kind of off the last show where I had dice drafting, which is kind of the, you know, the adjunct to drafting. Today, I wanted to do dice as workers, or dice worker placement, however you want to call it. But these are a lot of fun games. I've done worker placement in the past, and worker placement is a very common theme out there, or a very common mechanic to use in a lot of games. But to use dice as those, it's another one that's been used a lot more in the last 5 years or so. And sometimes they have these more in that Euro fashion game or heavier Euros. But these type of weight games are all over the place. I tried to cover a little bit of everything in this one list, but I do have another ton of these games that are in the also ran category or honorable mention. So I want you to check out a lot of these. There's the discoveries of the journals of Lewis and Clark, which kind of distills Lewis and Clark, which is its other worker placement game. It's a little heavier, distills it down into a kind of a dice worker placement, a very lighter game there. Endangered, which came out in the last 2 years. Very, very fun game as well. Teotihuacan, which is kind of a heavier Euro, which the dice are your workers as they go around the board, and then they're kind of ticking up as you kind of use them in certain abilities. And once they get to number six, then they kind of retire and such, and then other things kind of happen from there. There's also some of these newer, heavier Euro games. They've got Crystal Palace, Madeira, Red Cathedral, all good games that have come out in the last couple of years. There's also The Rise of Queensdale, which was kind of a legacy Euro game with dice as workers. And there's also Gen 7, which is a co-op space legacy game where using your dice as workers as well. There's also a brand new, a couple of new games that are just came out or coming out that I haven't played either one of these, Botoku and then Merchants of the Dark Road. I haven't played either one of those, but I know that they fit this mechanic as well. The two that were very close to this list that even up to a minute ago when I was kind of going through my list, either or both of these were on the list. There's Under Falling Skies. I only took this one off because it's a solo game. And as much as I really, really love the game, I kind of wanted to keep solo games off of this list. But if you do like solo games, this is an amazing one. It's probably the best solo only game that I can think of in the last couple of years. That's the number one that I think of when I think of solo games. And then there's Lorenzo Il Magnifico, which is one of my favorite, probably my top five of all time games. You can play this one. It's on Steam, and also you can play it on Yukata. This is such a great game. But the thing is, even though you're rolling the dice to begin the game and they have different colors to them, you're not actually using those dice themselves. You have kind of workers of your own that are referring to those dice. So what is it really? Although it probably would be number one or number two on my list. I really want to keep it off just because each person is using that same die. So it's a little bit different with that kind of worker, dice as worker. So let's get into my top five dice as workers games. Number five is going to be Voyages of Marco Polo. Of course, I couldn't have a list without having Simone Luciani, Daniela Tashini, the Akitoka, the Italian designers. Can't have a list without them on there. This is put out, I believe, now by Z-Man or Asmodee USA. This is for 2 to 4 players, plays in about 1 hour to 2.5 hours, depending on how much AP or analysis paralysis prone you are. This is a medium to heavier weight Euro. I'd say more of a medium weight Euro because it's not all that difficult. There's a lot going on, though. But again, this came out in 2015. Everybody's got their selection, I believe 6 dice, and kind of as you're using those dice as your worker, you're getting some resources and you're moving all over Italy to get other abilities and other places that you can use your dice and such. And everybody's got their own player power, which are way overpowered. But if all of them are overpowered, then none of them really are. But a lot of fun to play this game. Again, this is also on BGA. I believe it's BGA as well, but it's on Yukata and BGA. But check that one out, Voyages of Marco Polo. Number four, another newer one. This came out in 2019 by Grand Gamers Guild. This is the Artemis Project. This plays for 1 to 5 players. Really good solo, too. But this is a lot of fun to play. I think the sweet spot here is about three or four players. Plays about 1 hour to 1.5 hours, probably 2 hours if you have a higher player count. I'm not a big fan of Euros at 5 anyway, but 3 or 4 is going to be a good one. And again, it's good solo rules there. It's a medium weight Euro where you're using your dice, like I said, as workers. And you're kind of, it's kind of a dice displacement and engine building game because you're kind of moving other people's dice out of the way or moving them up and down, depending on where you place them. And you're fighting the planet as well as the other players on there. You're going to be rolling the dice and you're going to be placing them all over the place to thwart the other colonists. You're trying to get energy, minerals, trying to bid for buildings. You're just trying to get victory points as always, but it's really cool. You actually train your other workers Just a really solid game. Very cool little theme where you're, I think you're stuck on Europa, which is one of Jupiter's moons. And then you're trying to, survive out there on there. But that's the Artemis Project. Came out a couple years ago. Very solid new game into this genre as well. Number three, an oldie but a goodie. This is about 10 years old. This is Castles of Burgundy. Another list that I can't just avoid. Stefan Feld, whether it be the Italian designers from Makitoka or Stefan Feld, he's got to be on almost all of my list. This is from Ravensburger and Aaliyah. There's a newer version that just came out recently, which is kind of a newer kind of sharpening, better bits and such like that. But this is 2 to 4 players, plays about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Again, medium to heavier weight euro. And what's interesting about this is you only have 2 dice, and the amount of crap that you can do with 2 dice through the course of this game is just absolutely amazing, because you're using one of these dice to either take a tile from the display, or you're using it to place a tile, or you can use it to turn in some goods. But as you kind of use the different dice and just chaining all those just actions together, it's amazing at how many actions you can actually do with just 2 dice. It just baffles the mind. But absolutely great game, Castles of Burgundy. This one, again, is on all the online implementations, and I think there's even an app to it too, but a very great game there, Castles of Burgundy. My number two, you've probably heard me talk about how great this game is in the past if you're a long-time listener, but Kingsburg. There's a newer edition, came out a couple years ago. I believe the first edition is about 10 years or 15 years old, but this newer one came out in 2017. I believe there's even another big box that came out either this year or last year or coming out. This plays in about an hour to 2 hours, 2 to 5 players. This is a medium weight, fairly lighter medium weight, because I've played this one with my family as well. You're using all your dice, again, as workers on kind of this board where you have... places where you can place your workers from 1 to 18. Now, depending on how you put one die down, obviously, to get 1 to 6, or you can push 2 dice down to get anywhere, depending on the number. And then, obviously, some of the higher numbers, you're going to use all 3 of your dice, but you're going to get a larger return with the larger numbers on your dice. There's ways to manipulate your dice. There's also ways to kind of, I think there's even a way to get another die. I think you start off with 3 and you can get even more dice. It's been a while. But just the newer kind of modules or expansions really add so much more, and you're kind of getting your kingdom. You're improving your kingdom with the different resources you're getting, all the while just using those dice as your resources, and you're trying to fight off the different attacks. There's also player powers. There's events that go on. There's just so much to it, but a very easy to learn game. Just such a fun game. Kingsburg, I believe it's Asmodee North America. This is originally by Andrea Chiverseo and Luca Lenaco. Luca Lenaco and Andrea Chiverseo. So just check this one out, Kingsburg. Just a fine and perfect example of dice as workers, as is the number one game. This is another oldie but goodie. It might be hard to find, but I think you might be able to find some copies out there now. This is Alien Frontiers. This was originally put out by Clever Mojo Games, and I believe now it's put out by Game Salute or Hobby World. Not really sure who owns it, but you might be able to find some of them. And it's usually almost always in print because it is an evergreen, just such a great game. It's using your dice as workers, and you're kind of colonizing the moon. There's also other expansions that you're doing, kind of other things where there's the factions pack. That's probably the first expansion is factions, is one of the best expansions out there for this game and for almost any game. Just made the game so great, but you can play this one just fine by itself at the base game, but you're using it. They're kind of spaceships, each one of these dice. And as you're placing them on different areas, you're kind of building more spaceships or getting your fuel or getting some other resources to build on the moon. And then you're placing colonies down on the moon, all the while just trying to get a certain amount of victory points after a certain amount of time. But once somebody gets a certain amount of victory points, they win. Just such an amazing game. Again, medium weight Euro game, 2 to 4 players, plays in about an hour and a half. But just such a cool game. A little bit of Take That, which is kind of fun too, just kind of displacing other people's dice, other ships from the planet, or moving their colony, getting their colonies off of the moon and just moving them around, and just having that area control is how you're getting a lot of those points. But just a solid game. Alien Frontiers, my number one dice as workers, and probably the first one ever that truly did it. Used to have an app for this one. I'm not sure if it's still available or not, but just a very fun game, and that's why it's my number one dice as worker game. So my top 5 dice as worker games: Voyages of Marco Polo, The Artemis Project, Castles of Burgundy, Kingsburg, and Alien Frontiers. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what your favorite dice worker placement game is, feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the Major Spoilers Discord, or of course go to their site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan Dan, a board game man. You can find me at GeekJockDan or on the Geek All-Stars podcast. I'll be back soon with more board game top 5 goodness, but until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.